KKOF WB News, time 4:42.
Did you know, Michael, today is the... Don't do the Mr. Ed thing.
Jeez Louise.
The 8th annual punctuation day. Did you know?
No, I didn't know that. Seven got by me?
Yeah.
And what happened this year that I have to endure this now? Jeff Rubin explains why the need for a punctuation day.
Okay, Jeff, I have to admit, I've never heard of punctuation day.
You haven't?
Have not. Did you invent it?
I did.
Why?
I invented it in 2004 because I'm just sick of all the typos I see in magazines, newspapers, and books, and incorrectly punctuated signs, and students who can't write well. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what can I do about this?
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not. I'm a former journalist.
Oh, well, okay, close
I
enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do on punctuation day?
This year, I'm carbo-loading. I'm going to carbo-load tonight because there are so many people now who are participating. With the proliferation of redevelopment in California, there are so many new strip malls and big, big, enormous shopping centers with incorrectly punctuated signs that it really takes a lot of energy to go out and photograph all these signs, put them up on my website. So going to have a big pasta dinner.
Is this a national day?
It is. In fact, it's an international day.
What?
I'm serious.
How do you get an international day?
We have people celebrating in The Hague, in the Netherlands, and Korea, Malta.
Celebrating bad grammar?
They are.
Not celebrating.
They're celebrating the holiday.
Punctuation
day.
They are
concerned about what they see in their countries.
You say to organize punctuation activities at your school, library, or office, like what?
On the website, you'll see photographs of school children from all over the United States whose teachers create punctuation games for them to play on National Punctuation Day. They dress up in costumes. They play punctuation football. They play all kinds of, they make up punctuation songs. Each year, we get more schools involved, which is the best part. The goal is to correct the world one apostrophe at a time.
Ay, 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 Michael. Do you want me to sing you the punctuation
Please
song? Because
don't.
I absolutely can. Yeah, he taught it to me.
Can he dress up as a colon? I just don't think it's that big of a problem. I understand, but we don't need punctuation day. Sorry.
Listen, his biggest pet peeve is the misuse of the... Dun, 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 dun. Wait for it.
I got it.
Apostrophe.
In girls plural.
Well, not just that word. Oh. That was an example.
But who does that?
Well, he says, according to him, lots of people. He said you should look at his website because there's all these pictures of these erroneous signs that use the apostrophe in the wrong way.
Right. I've gotten over that a long time ago. Okay. It happens, you know. Yeah. A lot of people just don't care.
It's his thing.
You still understand what the sign says.
To each his own.